Blog Talk Radio.
For tuning in to the show, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, live and in color, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and talk about whatever you want, comment on whatever you want. Give me your opinion about whatever you want, whatever you want. Today is that day. Today is Free Fall Friday. All lines are open for you guys to call in and talk to me. All right. Again, the number is 818-301-5834. Let's see. Before we get started here, let's see. Can you guys give me 1 minute? I got a quick call that just came in, and let me take it. It'll only take me just a minute. Give me a second. Thanks, guys.
I'm the black bitchy bitch with the roof missing. If it don't make dollars, don't make sense. Z, wake up like I gotta get it. And I got an engine for a trunk space. I get money three ways, seven different formats. Plus she's no oblate, but I make that walk walk with some cheesecake. Yeah, I'm the coldest mirror I see. Looking in the mirror like I wish I can be me. She too into me, I'm more into money. My hobbies are body, that's my lobby. I'ma eat it. I don't lie, on my dude, too conceited. I told her she my wife for the weekend. But don't be acting like I need you, cause we poppin' like, yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like, hey, yo. I'ma take her out down, she bring her friend around, so I'm both like, hey, yo. I'm a bougie arrow, like the roof at home. We poppin' like,
I'm in the rose, you don't roll right. My chain shine brighter than a strobe light. I'm tryna Coco, this don't concern ice. If I motorboat, she gon' motorbike. I ain't worried about nothing. Rehabilitation, just have me worried about money decision.
All right, thanks guys for holding that for me, and I appreciate that. But sometimes people call at the wrong time. Y'all know how that is, right? Sometimes people call at the wrong time, but it's all good. Today's word of the day is memorial. Memorial is an adjective, and it says of, relating to, or suggestive of marble or a marble statue, especially in coldness or aloofness. All right. So, you know, that's what they call the headstones that you put on your loved one's graves. Is a memorial, okay? And so it's not memorial, M-E-M-O-R-I-A-L, but it's marmorial, M-A-R-M-O-R-E-A-L. A marmorial is a stone or a headstone that you put on a grave. So that's a good word, guys. You can use it however you want. Today's weather, right now in the ATL, it's 42 degrees, and we're looking at a high today of 57, okay, and a low tonight of 25, so it's going to be cold tonight, and tomorrow, Saturday, it's going to be sunny, high of 40, low 20, Sunday, sunny, high 46, low 33, so you're looking at a nice, nice weekend. It's just going to be brisk, you know, brisk and chilly. But if you put on a nice jacket or whatever, a coat, you'll be fine in the sunshine. Now, you're looking at rain on Monday and 50 degrees. So, that's your forecast for the weekend. All right. So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. 844. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Again, now, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show right now, and welcome, guys. Now, again, it's Free Fall Friday, so you guys can call in and talk. I'll let you guys talk on the air as much as you want. Today is your day. Now, if you're not going to call me and talk, then I have to talk the whole time, right? I can't have just a dead show, no one talking, no music going or anything. So if you don't talk, I have to get into it. Now, one thing I wanted to talk about is someone was asking me this. And this is funny because I did some research on it, okay? I looked and found some research actually by the United States Food and Drug Administration, okay? Now, someone asked me, Frank, do you wash your chicken and do you wash your meat, you know, your fish, your poultry, your beef and stuff like that before you cook it? I'm like, man, yeah, I do that. Because, you know, sometimes when you pull a steak out or something from, you buy a steak from the, you know, the grocery store or whatever, and you pull it out, it's bloody. So I'll wash that blood off of it and kind of, you know, pat it dry, and then I season it, right? And chicken, I usually do the same thing, because chicken usually have, you know, sometimes chicken has a little feathers still on it or whatever, and I usually rinse it off and pluck those feathers out and stuff like that, right? But the Food and Drug Administration says that it is not recommended that you wash your food before cooking. They say that the bacteria that comes from chicken, beef, and fish and stuff like that, when you wash it, you spread that bacteria all over your sink and your countertop and your utensils or whatever you're using when you're preparing your food. So they don't recommend washing your food before you cook it. Isn't that funny? Right? That's crazy, right? And I don't know if I can do that. I think I'll continue to wash my food. I mean, I may be spraying bacteria on the countertops and all this, but I feel better if I wash my food. Okay? I feel better. I don't like putting a steak on a plate, seasoning it with blood all over, with blood on the plate hanging, you know. I mean, that's just me. I don't know about you. You may be one of those people. And the person that asked me this are one of those people who don't wash their food before they cook it. So, I mean, I guess it works for them. I'm just old-fashioned. I guess I've been, you know, as long as I've been knowing how to cook, and that's what I do. I mean, my mom taught me how to cook something, and that's what she usually did, was she'd wash her food before she cooked it. You know, think about it. You know, if you guys know about chitlins, if you don't wash those chitlins and get that, you know, the grease and the grit and stuff out of those chitlins in the dirt, hey, every time you take a bite of those chitlins, you're going to be chewing on some dirt. You know, it's going to be cracking between your teeth. So, I don't know about that, but that's what they say is not recommended for you to wash your food. 818-301-5834. Now, switching to a different gear here talking about this, I wanted to talk about this because I believe that there's a friend of mine that's in this situation, and I'm so upset about it because this friend of mine is such a sweet girl, and I just can't believe that some people, their significant other, their wife, or their, you know, their girlfriend, or what have you, this way. But again, sometimes women allow themselves to be treated a certain way. And once you start to allow yourself to be treated in such a way, then it becomes normal. Okay? And I believe that she's listening to the show right now. And again, she may not know I'm talking about her, but there's a friend of mine whose husband is very controlling over her. And he wants to know her every move, puts her in situations that are, I think, are very uncomfortable. And I believe that he's putting his hands on her. And that's not a way, that's not the way to love and treat your significant other or your spouse. And if I had anything to do with it, or if I knew for sure that it was going on, again, this is speculation of mine, and I saw this guy, I'd kick his ass, point blank. I mean, I don't know the guy. I never seen him before a day in my life. But I'd probably kick his ass. Because I can't stand a man that wants to put his hands on a woman. I can't stand a man who wants to control a woman. If you don't think that your woman is doing things the way that you want her to do, or what have you, then you're not doing something that you're supposed to be doing. Are you doing something that's not right on your side of the coin? And because you want to control her every move, or everything that she does, that keeps her from on off balance from thinking about something that you're doing on the side. And again, hey, if I saw the guy, I'd probably pick a fight with him. I may lose the fight. I don't know. But at least he'd know where I'm coming from. And I'm so edgy about this, because as I was growing up, you know, maybe 9, 10 years old, my mom and dad were divorced already. But my dad was one who, he'd go out and get drunk. Then he'd come home and he'd want to push my mom around. Okay? And so at a certain point, it got to be where she didn't want him around us kids anymore. So, of course, she divorced him. And then even after divorcing him, He came home, and I say this to you guys in the audience, because I want you guys to be better men. And I think that if you're one who push your hand on women, or treat women like dogs, you're cowards. You're a coward. Women are not to be treated that way. If you suspect your woman doing something behind your back or whatever, confront her about it. Find out. Do your snooping around or whatever you have to do to find out about it and confront her about it. If that's the deal. Well, maybe you don't know what's going on with her. Maybe you think that she's doing something, so you want to control her and try to know her every move. And then when she comes in after not coming in at the time you want or not being there at the time you want, now you want to knock her around thinking that, hey, you're out there messing with some other guys and doing this and doing that. Man, that's a coward. And if you're doing that to a woman and you're listening to my show right now, you're a coward. A coward. And I'll tell you that in your face. Because I can't stand a coward, because that's what I was saying. That's exactly what my dad did. And then after I got older, he'd get drunk and he'd still come to the house and want to cause some trouble. I'm the youngest of four kids. I got an older brother and two older sisters. And that last time that he came, that my dad came to the house and wanted to still control things at a house that he wasn't wanted in anymore, that he was banned from, he'd come there and try to push my mom around. And that last time that he came wanting to push my mom around, he got his ass kicked by his own kids. Police were called. They took him away, everything. But he got his ass kicked by his own kids. We weren't going to have that happen to our mom anymore, and it didn't. So, you know, guys, if you're out there, you know, beating on your wife or whatever, and you have kids, they love without a fault their mom. And they will break you down over their mom. They don't play. Kids don't play about their mom. She is the single most important person in the world to them. And if you're hurting her, and if you're hurting their mom, they're going to hurt you. At some point, they may not be able to right now because they're little kids. But at some point, they're not going to forget it. And unless you die off before they're old enough to take care of you, they're going to take care of you in a way that you won't believe. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And, you know, still people are joining the show right now. And, you know, I understand, guys, I'm not being able to put down a solid time right now. But starting next week, I promise you, we're going to be running at or about 38 a.m. every day. Okay, for the next 3 or 4 weeks. And I just been doing a lot of things, and I'm not making excuses, but I've been doing a lot of things at home, and I'm trying to get a business started. So I've been having to try to do things to get that going, and I just hadn't been able to get on the show in the mornings. And I had some stuff to do this morning, and that's why I didn't come in till an hour later, 11:30. But I'm here. Hey, it's Friday, right? We're heading into the weekend. We're heading into Valentine's Day weekend. But I wanted to say that because it's Free Fall Friday, and, you know, we can say anything on Friday. I wanted to talk about that because I'm just, again, I'm so upset because of the way that I think this guy is treating a friend of mine. And again, she's a sweet girl. And she doesn't deserve what he's, you know, the treatment that he's doing to her. And, you know, it's hard to sit around and see that happen. I don't know if some of you ladies or you men have ever been in a situation, and I say men too, because some men get abused by their women. Okay, I have a cousin who abuses her husband, and I can't stand that either. But if you're going to continue to stay there and allow them to abuse you physically, abuse you mentally, when people do that to you, you are soon to be a broken woman. You're soon to be a broken man. No confidence, no self-confidence in yourself. You know, women don't, you know, don't get their hair done, don't get their nails done. Always worried about what he's thinking or what he's doing or, you know, pleasing him. That's not the way to go. It's not. And I understand, you know, it's hard. You got kids involved and a home and everything. But I think that your happiness is a lot more important than his being able to control you. You're never going to be happy with his control. He doesn't want you to be happy. He wants you to be controlled. And again, it's up to you. I can't do it for you. I'll support you in every way that I can, but I can't do it for you. You have to step up to the plate and do it yourself. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. I'm sure that there are some women out there, some men out there who are in this situation. And I know a lot of times people don't want to talk about this type of stuff. But if you do, if you try to get help from your family, from your friends, even sometimes you have to go as far as getting help from an outside source, a stranger, strange people that you don't know. But there are resources out there that will help you. Not only your family, not only your friends, but there are other people outside of your friends and family that'll help you get out of that abusive situation that you're in. Hey guys, again, it's Friday. I got about another minute left in the show or 2 minutes left in the show. I'm going to close it out. But again, guys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, please don't let nobody push you around. All right, because there's someone out there, someone somewhere that loves you. Hey, guys, have a great weekend. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out.
Somebody, if anybody, someone told you that I've been hanging up cheating at night. Somebody, if anybody, should get that story right. Tell them they need to go get a life. Cause I don't need someone checking up on me, watching my every move and sight. And you don't need those kind of worries to be messing your mind. Girl, you know that I'm not that kind of guy, and you need to just ask.
They don't understand that the